Brent touches $100 for the first time in 86 days of Hormuz closure. But the blockade is legally intact and Trump himself said it's not fully negotiated. What does this open actually mean?
Cautious deal watch. Range 23,550 to 24,050. GIF Nifty is up 71 points at 23,790. That's Asia risk on, not deal confirmation. Nikkei crossed 64,000 for the first time. Rupee firm to 95.68. The constructive open is real. The deal is not yet.
Nikkei up 2.85%. Rupee at a three-week high. Does that shift the 23,800 level today?
It makes 23,800 the session's defining question. A sustained close above it shifts the range to 23,900 to 24,200. Below it and 23,550 stays in play. US markets are closed for Memorial Day, so thin global liquidity means any Hormuz headline, confirmed or denied, moves the tape fast and hard.
You said the deal is not yet confirmed. Trump's signals and Iran's response are reading very differently. What's the actual gap?
Trump says largely negotiated. Iran responds by recounting historic battles. Meanwhile, a supertanker carrying Iraqi crude exited the Persian Gulf, de facto easing without a signed text. Deal optimism is priced. Reversal risk is acute if no certified text lands by Indian close.
A 3.2% Brent drop sounds like relief for OMCs and aviation. But if the blockade stays legally active, how real is the margin recovery?
It's headline-driven and reversible, but it's real for today. HPCL and BPCL get import cost compression at $100 Brent. Indigo gets its first meaningful ATF cost relief in weeks, and Q4 results are due this week. So management commentary on fuel cost guidance is the actual read from that name.
Aurobindo, OAI on the UGR Shamir PET unit. That's the most severe pre-import alert classification. How far does the sector drag go?
Indian pharma history on similar OAI escalations shows 10 to 25% drawdowns. The revenue at risk from that specific unit is still unquantified, which is the problem. Institutional desks will price the worst case until they get disclosure. The regulatory overhang spreads to peers, so the whole pharma complex carries pressure today.
FII have sold 4 sessions running, minus 1,847 crore Friday. DII absorbed it, but you flagged yields as the structural ceiling. Does a deal actually fix that?
No, and that's the point Bloomberg and LiveMint strategists are both making. Fiscal deficits and term premium are independent of the Iran war. FII dollar returns are deep red on a 10% rupee slide. DII absorption at 2,103 crore holds the position, but upside is capped without a sustained flow reversal, and yields don't fall with a deal.
And the closing read?
Brent touching $100 for the first time since the Hormuz closure began on day 86 is not a resolution. It is market pricing a probability. The US blockade remains active until a deal is certified and signed. Trump said so himself. What sets up a strong Monday is the Nikkei up 2.85%, a firmer rupee at 95.68, and thin US liquidity with Memorial Day keeping the noise low. The real structural question is whether yields fall with a deal. Strategists across Bloomberg and LiveMint confirm they will not. Fiscal deficits and term premium are independent of the Iran war. The war is the overhang, not the verdict. The yield war is the verdict.